Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. Welcome to Picture Perfect, an hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on the legends of King Arthur. Movies about King Arthur this week. Let's begin with Prince Valiant from 1954, based on Hal Foster's enduring comic strip. Set in the days of King Arthur, though Val himself is a Viking prince of the Kingdom of Scandia. Janet Leigh as Princess Alita, James Mason the villainous Sir Brack, Victor McLaughlin, Val's Viking pal Boltar, and Sterling Hayden, a ridiculous Gawain. Robert Wagner dons the signature pageboy haircut. Here's some of Franz Waxman's music for Prince Valiant. We'll be right back. music from the 1954 film Prince Valiant. The score, every bit as vivid as the film's Technicolor. The composer was Franz Waxman. And we've heard the National Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Charles Gerhard. Marion Zimmer Bradley's novel, The Mists of Avalon, took the ingenious approach of retelling the Arthurian stories from the perspective of the often marginalized female characters. The revisionist approach breathed fresh life into the familiar tales. The book was greeted with critical and popular acclaim upon its release in 1983. In 2001, TNT produced a television miniseries with Juliana Margulies, Angelica Houston, and Joan Allen. The music was by Lee Holdridge. In the 1980s, Holdridge had scored a miniseries after John Steinbeck's East of Eden. He also wrote music for the films Splash, Mr. Mom, Old Gringo, and The Beastmaster. For television, he composed music for Moonlighting and Beauty and the Beast. He's been recognized for his efforts with a shelf full of Emmy Awards. Here are some of Lee Holdridge's music for The Mists of Avalon. Music composed for the 2001 TNT miniseries, The Mists of Avalon. The composer was Lee Holdridge. I've heard very mixed reactions to our next film, which somehow I've never seen. First Night, from 1995, starred Sean Connery as Arthur, Richard Gere as Lancelot, and Julia Ormond as Guinevere. The film is unique, to my knowledge, in being based on the writings of medieval French poet Chrétien de Troyes, as opposed to the more frequent source, Sir Thomas Malory. The score was by Jerry Goldsmith. It was actually a bit of a rush job for Goldsmith, who stepped up at the very last minute to replace Maurice Jarre. Jarre had been approached to write music for what was originally a 3-hour cut of the film. However, he only had 4 weeks to do so. Goldsmith, very well known for his ability to write at white heat, was able to complete the score and record the music in the allotted time. Here's a sampling from First Night.
Nothing.
music for the 1999 film, First Night. The score was by Jerry Goldsmith. It's music from films inspired by the legends of King Arthur this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. For my money, the version most faithful to the spirit, if not always the letter, of Sir Thomas Malory's La Mort d'Arthur, is Excalibur from 1981. The film sports a peerless British and Irish cast, with an uncanny number of the supporting players going on to achieve world fame. Unfortunately, the soundtrack is largely made up of pre-existing music by Wagner and Karl Orff, put to brilliant use, by the way, with only a few atmospheric numbers composed by Trevor Jones. These, to my knowledge, have never been issued commercially. However, the same story was given the MGM treatment back in 1953 as Knights of the Round Table. The film starred Robert Taylor as Lancelot, Ava Gardner as Guinevere, and Mel Ferrer as Arthur. While the film is nowhere in the same league as Excalibur, it's far too glossy and pat, it does sport some satisfying 1950s spectacle and a fine score by Miklos Rozsa from the height of his historical epic phase. Here's music from Knights of the Round Table.
Thank you.
Selections from the 1953 film Knights of the Round Table. The music was by Miklos Rozsa. The end, perhaps looking forward to his most celebrated score, that for Ben-Hur. We've heard those selections from the complete soundtrack, issued on the Film Score Monthly label. And with that music from Knights of the Round Table, we come to the conclusion of this week's program, sampling scores from movies inspired by The Legends of King Arthur. I'm Ross Amaco. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amaco.